And tell you what, Bryce, one of the best things about doing breakfast radio is the fact that you can watch pretty much all the golf on a Monday morning Australian time while you're on air and keep tabs. And we love to keep our audience updated on what is happening. And I hope you enjoy it as listeners as well. And jumping off the page on Monday morning was Matt Jones, who was storming home in the Sony Open, jumped way up the leaderboard in the final round. It's always good fun when that happens to an Aussie. He joins us on the line now, Australian golfer Matt Jones. Matt, good morning to you.
Morning, fellas. How are you going?
We're going well, mate. How enjoyable was that last round in the Sony Open? Because obviously you were hitting some nice form.
Yeah, the weekend was great. I think it's 7-under, 6-under on the weekend, so it was good to be able to jump up and get the year off to a good start.
Well, in terms of the year as well, because we do have the wraparound season on the PGA Tour, what do you do over the Christmas break? Do you reset, or you're still in sort of tournament mode because it is a wraparound season?
It's an interesting one with the wraparound season now. I didn't play Cancun, so I had 3 weeks off from when I played the Island, week off, and then didn't play Cancun, and then I had another 1 or 2 weeks off, and then I got back into it. So, I mean, I've been busy practicing. I had a week off over the Christmas break with the family and everything, but I always try to keep. I had three or four weeks off of not touching a golf club, and then I just got straight back into it.
Now, in terms of your results so far in this 2021 season, which of course did start late last year, you finished in the top 25 three times out of your 8 events played. Compared to last year, we played 23 events and finished in the top 25 4 times. So you've got off to a fantastic start. How important is it to hold this form for as long as you can, and how hard is that as a golfer on the best golf tour in the world?
It's anytime you play well is always good, and it always breeds confidence. I mean, last week you'd always want it to be better, but I mean, I think I've started to find some form here, especially with my chipping and my putting, which I do rely on a lot of. And I hit it well last week, and I mean, I'm going to try and build on it. I mean, of course, my goal is to win. We finished top 30 in the FedEx Cup, but I mean, I think I'm starting to get back to the form that I used to have when I was a few years ago when I was playing really well. So I think I should be in for a good year.
And is part of that, Matt, the ability to have a bit of a refresher and recharge and maybe mentally play the game and rehearse those type of things rather than just hitting balls all the time? Has that been a good refresher over Christmas?
That's to get away from golf and forget about golf is always huge for me. And I actually seem to play well when I do that. Coming back to Australia for those Australian Opens, I don't really touch a club until I get back to the golf course for that week, and I've seemed to play well when I get back there. But, I mean, I'm 40 now. I'll be 41 this year, and I've been doing this for a long time, so my body starts to break down a little easier now, so I can't sit on the range and beat balls like I used to.
It was interesting talking about that. We were talking about Tom Brady a little earlier on and his success at such a late age compared to most other athletes. Now, I mean, I still think of you as about 28 years of age, and same with Adam Scott. I feel like he's been 30 for about 15 years. when you're approaching this age as a golfer, do you think that the gym programs and the way golfers are built now and your sort of physical regime will hold you in good stead to be able to play well into your 40s at that elite level?
I do. I think for me personally, I think golf. Golfers can't try and get too big. You need to be mobile and flexible. I think that's the most important aspect of golf, not big and muscly. Range of motion is huge for golf. I spoke to Jason Day about this, and he said if he could go back again and do it all again, he would not try and put on the weight that he did. I think there'd be a few guys that would say the same thing. I think our frames are built for a certain size, and some of those guys go over and above it. That can cause injuries.
Look, it's interesting you say that, Matt, and I suppose at 40 you know what works and what doesn't, and being able to be fresh in the mind is obviously performing really well and helping you perform really well. Now, what's the next tournament? Do you head to Southern California for the Desert Classic?
I'm actually on the range right now watching the guys hit balls, getting ready to start practice and prepping.
What's it like on the range? Tell us about that, Matt. Do you get to talk to many people? Do coaches talk to each other? Who's there with you in these COVID situations? How does that all work at the moment?
On the run, watching Kevin Na hit balls right now. He's over there, last week's winner, and there's a lot of coaches out here with their players. I mean, unfortunately, it's very difficult for my coach to come over from Australia. So Gary will be, I'm not sure when he'll be over next. He's allowed to come over, but having to do a two-week hotel quarantine doesn't sound like so much fun when he gets back to Australia. So I'm not sure when I'll see him next. But, I mean, Brooks is out here hitting balls, and there's plenty of guys out here hitting balls, and it's pretty quiet and empty compared to normal, but there's still plenty of people out here.
Has COVID had an impact to the golf tour and how you get around and how you interact with each other and probably how you interact with the crowds as well?
It's affected the crowds since we don't have any, but as for speaking to players and caddies and coaches, no. The biggest part would probably be access to equipment and having the guys from the trailers bring us down clubs and all other companies and golf balls and everything. We don't have as easy access to that stuff now that we used to. Everything's got to be sanitized. Everything's got to be handed off to someone else and we can take it from them. So I'd say that would be the only difference. But as for interacting with players and caddies and coaches, no, nothing's really changed.
Matt, you mentioned Kevin Na. Now, he is famous, of course, for hitting the ball in the hole, but then walking to pick up his ball before it's actually dropped. Now, I don't know if you noticed his shirt on the weekend, but he actually had an image of himself bending down to pick the ball up printed on his T-shirt. Has he had any feedback from any of the other golfers regarding that?
Not that I know of. I didn't even know he did that. I had that on his shirt, so... I'm looking at him now. I can't see it on his shirt right now, but no, I didn't hear. I haven't heard anything about that.
You've got to check it out. It's. I'll tell you what. He's loving a bit of his own work on his own shirt as well.
He's not afraid.
No, he's not at all. you talk about confidence. You talk about self-awareness and building up to these tournaments. What do you do to get away from golf, Matt? In between and at the moment, how much can you do?
There's not a lot. I mean, especially here in California, you can't really do anything. I've got three young kids now, so when they're on the road, that makes life a lot easier for me to be able to get away and forget about golf. But it's tough. Golf is really all I do a lot of. I'm constantly thinking about golf and working on ways to get better. I'll go back to my hotel room, I'll swing, I'll putt, I'll chip. It's always on the back of my mind of trying to improve and get better and be able to compete better out here. But to get away from it, I mean, I used to love going to movies and stuff like that. It was great last week to be able to go to the beach. That's what I do miss. And growing up in Sydney, we always went to the beach and always went swimming and had fun. But I live in Arizona now. We don't really have access to a beach, so it makes it tough.
In the pool, maybe with the family. How do you manage that with the three kids? Do they get on the tour and they, you know, if you're in golf mode in the middle of a tournament, do you want them staying with you and being there? Because I'd imagine it'd be quite a distraction, but it could be a refreshing distraction as well.
Ever since I've had kids, they've always, when they've been on the road, we'll do two rooms, but I'm always up with them. I don't sleep very well anyway, so having the kids doesn't really affect my sleep. It's a good way for me to forget about golf and get away from it from a good round or a bad round. It's just more enjoyable to be able to have them with me. I mean, they're always smiling and fun, so it makes golf seem pretty easy when you come home to them.
It is cool.
Matt, all the best this week. Very much looking forward to watching you on our TV as we did last Monday, hopefully competing in that final round. Good luck and thanks for the time.
Thanks, fellas. No worries.
Good on you, Matt.
Matt Jones there talking to us from On the Range. That was fantastic.